Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Get Thee Behind Me, Part 1, Re-Identification or Behavior Modification. Most of you know by now that I consider life a game that has the potential to be really sweet. But first it must be mastered so that one can stop the continuous playing and start the exciting part, coaching. And we all know the kind of coach I'm talking about. Someone like UCLA's legendary coach, John Wooden, who has the most wins in college basketball history. Coach Wooden played until he himself mastered the game and then went on to share with others what did and didn't work when it came to getting into the championship and coming out with a ring. Or, in our case, getting into the kingdom and coming out with a crown. Now, let me make myself perfectly clear. I'm not talking about the unhealed healer syndrome, where you want to tell someone else how to do something that you don't really know how to do yourself. That simply exacerbates the problem for both of you and leads nowhere fast. We're talking about mastering the game, not manipulating it. No matter what you think you need help with, there is really ever only one problem: misidentification. Who you say you are. Most people think they are their physical description and circumstances. And there is only one solution: proper identification. Who your Creator says you are. The image and likeness of God. Anything else is simply behavior modification, and that is always temporary. No matter how many different ways you do what doesn't work, it still isn't going to work. There is no such thing as a good story. No matter how many things you have going for you, in a story, there are always flaws. And since you are only ever trying to improve upon the flaws, they grow. Why? Because you have to focus on the flaws to try to improve them. When you are busy trying to make more money, the underlying thought is that you don't have enough of it. And according to the law, what you are really thinking will be what manifests, and in this case, not enough.